blind before. The dropship's interior lights flickered red as Reyes rolled her shoulders, the motion sending a dull ache through her old shrapnel scars. Around her, Echo 12 conducted final gear checks in the cramped deployment bay, a well-rehearsed ballet of charging handles and sealed armor joints. She'd led ops like this before. Black sights, radio silence, the kind of missions where neutralize meant burning everything to the ground. Her fingers tapped the comms interface. Squadlink established, briefing live in three. A holoprojector sputtered to life above them, rendering Outpost Epsilon as a wireframe specter, a buried claw of reinforced concrete with four primary sectors: research labs, security wing, engineering, and the pulsing red outline of containment level. 17 hours of dead air, Reyes began, her voice cutting through the engine's growl. Last transmission was an automated distress ping with zero context, no follow-ups, no maydays. She zoomed in on the security wing's blinking node. Standard bioresearch station, but that classified clearance stink means command redacted the hazards. Ortiz snorted, slamming a fresh mag into his rifle. So we're the cleanup crew for another Icarus fuck-up. We're the scalpel, Reyes corrected, highlighting their insertion point, landing bay Theta. Primary objective, black box data from central control. Secondary, survivors. But if one lab rat so much as twitches wrong, she didn't need to finish. Kowalski's gloved hands tightened on his weapon.
What if it's not the researchers? What if
then we burn it anyway? Reyes killed the holo, the ghost light dying in their visors. Stealth insertion, sweep pattern delta, tight, silent, and together. No hero shit. The bay lights shifted to amber. 5 minutes to drop. Reyes locked eyes with each soldier in turn. Ortiz's smirk, Vance's stoic nod, Kowalski's nervous swallow. Good team. Expendable, like all the others. She secured her rifle, the motion practiced as a funeral rite. Echo 12, saddle up. We're going hunting.
30 seconds, the pilot called. Storm's throwing off thermal scans.
Reyes switched to squad-wide frequency. Seal check. Double-tap your neighbor's O2. Clicks followed as helmets locked. Oxygen filtration engaged. HUD vitals pulsed green. No leaks. No breaches. Only Bravo Team's Corporal Garrett hesitated.
No response at all? Not even static?
Nothing.
17 hours of silence and they drop us blind. This stinks, Reyes.
Garrett, if you're looking for a happy ending, you boarded the wrong bird. The dropship slammed down, struts sinking into the snow. The ramp dropped, exposing a whiteout of shrieking wind and shifting ice. Beyond, Outpost Epsilon loomed, a concrete monolith half buried under frost. The main entrance gaped open, reinforced bulkhead doors bent outward like tinfoil. No security detail, no movement. Just a fan-shaped spray of frozen blood leading inside, as if something had dragged a body backward into the dark.
Move out!
Charlie team led the advance, stacked in a diamond formation, followed by Bravo, then Alpha. Weapons tight against shoulders, boots crushing ice and the brittle crust of frozen blood. The wind swallowed all sound. Even their breath was muted behind sealed helmets. Only the static hiss of comms and Reyes' own shuddering exhales reminded her they weren't alone. Miles knelt at the side access door, slapping a breaching charge against the lock.
Breaching in three.
The explosion punched the steel door inward, sending it skidding across the foyer's tiles. Before the smoke cleared, Garrett signaled forward.
Charlie, sweep and clear.
Emergency lights flickered overhead, painting the vast foyer in erratic strobes. Walls bore the scorch marks of weapons fire. Bullet casings littered the ground. Blood splattered the walls, but no bodies. No sign of what had happened here. Garrett crouched by a discarded rifle, its stock smeared with a half-frozen handprint.
Still charged. Safety's off. They saw it coming, but never fired.
Miles keyed his comm.
Command, we've got signs of heavy combat.